Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight I'm going to be kind of going back and forth because it's come to my attention more and more people are talking about what to do. What are we going to do? You know, digital currency is coming and they're going to shut the power down and they're going to reenact and bring in the restrictions, and then we got this thing with the ruble and so forth and so on. And we're all kind of, you know, wondering what to do. And where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? Where's the best place to off-grid? Where's the best place to leave? Where's the best place to run, hide, and blah-da-dee and blah-da-da? Then I thought about it. I thought, well, let's say you do get out wherever you got to go. Yeah, you got it. Are you ready for the difference and the diversity where you're going? In other words, let's say you want to go to Mexico. So are you familiar with the culture? Are you familiar with what's available there? Are you familiar with what isn't available? If they decide to shut down your pension, your retirement fund, the government decides that you're going to be digital and you got to be injected to be having the digital, and you're not injected, you can't get it. If you don't get injected in your new location, you know, how are you going to survive? How many of you thought about that perspective? How many of you are thinking about, okay, food? There's a food shortage coming. They want you to eat bugs and grubs and soy and synthetic meat that want you to eat synthetic meat made out of shit, basically. Probably, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the synthetic meat is going to be made out of cadavers. Some of you are going to go, oh man, that's so gross. All right, think about this for 1 minute. They're blaming cows for producing the highest amount of methane on the planet. Well, they wouldn't be producing methane if they wouldn't plant that effing soy and all that corn and cutting down the tree line. But this is another assault on mankind. This is another assault on taking out men and women. There's nothing healthy about soy, and there's nothing healthy about genetically modified corn. It's all shit, no matter how you cut it. The only people stupid enough to eat that stuff and live off of it are vegans. Even cows won't eat soy. You have to kind of mask it. Cows will not go to, if you have a cow on the farm, they will not go to a soy patch and eat soy. At least that's what one farmer told me here down in Sarnia. He said nothing will go near it. So it's listed in the poison plant database. So they want you to eat a poison plant that they're going to process, and which is, again, toxic and poisonous. It causes all kinds of cancers, all kinds of endocrine cancers, penile cancers, testicular cancers, prostate cancers, heart cancers, breast cancers, lymphatic cancers, ovarian cancers, uterine cancers, vaginal cancer. I mean, it's just a shit food. Nobody should be eating it. And they are constantly propagating this into the food supply, which means that epigenetic that the animals are eating is going to affect you. And if you're not, and if the animal isn't eating it, and you're eating it straight up, you're cooking it, you're doing all this wonderful shit to it, and you're eating it straight up, that means the epigenetic on you is going to be even more intense. Because at least the animals can filter out some of it through their digestive system. But I digress. Okay, so now they don't want you to eat cows. Chances are they may let you have a chicken, but I doubt it. They're going to take everything away from us that makes us healthy. They want a compromised species on this planet. I swear, for everything that I'm seeing smells like shit as far as an invasion coming to this planet. And they are doing everything in their power to undermine the strength of mankind, killing off the men in one form or another, either through birth, through epigenetics, affecting their endocrine system so that now they become very effeminate, where women become more dominant, further making men weaker, constantly barraging men in a place where we're evil, men are evil, man. The reason why you're evil is because you can get erected and pass your seed on. They don't want that to happen. That's why they came up with these injections, so that if you do decide to copulate, your seed, if you've been injected, the mitochondria is dead. And then that seed takes out the woman. This is what they've done. So now getting back to, cadavers. We don't know what's in synthetic meat, do we? But we do know that part of the cremation process now is to liquefy people. Instead of going through a long, lengthy process of, putting them in a crematorium and burning them for 12 hours or 3 hours or whatever it takes, now they can liquefy you within an hour in an alkaline solution, turning your body into a profile of amino acids and proteins. Who is to stop them from processing that into synthetic meat? We have evil, corrupt, I can't even further describe it, so bad. Vile, decrepit, demonic people that get off on vileness. They want to continually create in us or about us anything that can create a mutation of us so that we no longer reflect God in any way, shape, or form. So if they can corrupt your genetic code, if they can corrupt your DNA, if they can corrupt your chromosomes, if they can corrupt you, if they can cause you to mutate, if they can cause you to suffer in regarding to their biochemistry, their epigenetics. I mean, the medicine today, the medicinal field today, the allopathic field, is a horrendous joke. A horrendous joke. And we're no longer, like I said, in a world where life means something. Life doesn't mean shit today. You gotta tell you, life means absolutely nothing. Zero, nada, nothing. It all depends on what you have to offer, how much money you've got, if you are you property? In other words, are you sexually available? Are you willing to compromise your essence of mankind in you? Are you willing to throw away any kind of belief or faith in God? This is what this world is all about. I was listening to this guy named Yervel or Jervel, whatever, he's from Israel. This guy's anti-Semitic. I know, strange, but hey, guy's anti-Semitic. He's anti-America. Like I said in the last show, this guy believes in the God of Silicon Valley. He thinks that the old ways and the ways of yesteryear are gone. We now have to embrace the new world, the new gods of the new world. This guy is a few cards short of a deck, a little bit on the dumb side. Now, he's probably brilliant in his field of science, but he's really stupid when it comes to life and really living. Now, something happened to this guy. Something horrific happened to him. I don't know what it could have been, but it really turned him against everything that has any kind of decency. But these are the type of guys, when they start speaking like that, and Bill Gates and, Soros and anybody else that's up at that high end, that's further causing a deviation from life, synthetic meat. It's not going to surprise me if they take meat take people, liquefy them, put them through a processing plant, turn them into, use some meat glue, cut them up in slices and dices, skin the skins off of them, and then sell it to you as meat. The vegans, they say, we don't eat meat. We will never eat that. Oh, no, not us. See, you meat eaters are going to get yours. Them damn meat eaters. Always making fun of us vegans. Saying we're eating their cow's food. Now we'll see who's going to get it. See, the vegans don't get it either. Vegans don't realize that the shit that they're going to be making, the synthetic meat, is going also in the field of all the grasses they're munching on. Chomp, 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 you know. And they don't realize they're going to be eating the same genetic material, but it'll be doubly worse for them. Because if the cows aren't processing the phytates or the saponins or the fiber or even the chemtrails and the other pesticides being sprayed, they're getting all that plus the new and improved meat. Why is it that we have to have something new and improved all the time? I mean, seriously, we've got enough resources on the planet to take care of the planet. We don't have to change really much except cleaning up the place. If the earth was cleaned up like it was meant to be cleaned up through a cyclical program, because the earth is on its own cyclical program, that's the way God designed it. If the earth was allowed to continue in that cycle of, you know, rebirth on a daily basis, we would not be having the health issues we have today. In fact, you wouldn't even need to listen to my show. If you could go out there and eat whatever was growing out in the field, including sheep, goats, chickens, ducks, and whatever, because they're growing out in the field too. But that meat would be cleaner as a result of the environment being cleaner. And the plants may actually have more nutritional value if it wasn't for the fact they're spraying it with things to, again, make it nutrient-free or nutrient-poor. And people say to me, oh, they feel better after going on becoming a vegan. That's because for the first 3 to 6 months, all you're doing is detoxing all the shit you've been eating all your life. After that, it goes downhill. You know, there was a picture, I said this before, where they were showing you a vegan and a meat eater. The vegan looked like hell. Straw hair, dried skin, wrinkles, pruned out, you know, been doing it for 20 years. And the other woman that was, again, about the same age, she was eating meat and potatoes and, you know, drinking milk and whatever, and she looked way better, a lot healthier than the vegan did. So again, and again, in all fairness, that's advertising for sure. And in all fairness, it all depends where the cow or the meat source is being fed and what is it being fed. So now, Silly Billy wants you to eat. He wants you to eat synthetic meat. Is it coming from cadavers? Is it coming from all the dead people that have been injected? Because that technology doesn't die when they die. It continues on long after they're dead. And if they are going to turn people into a slur to spray into the field, what's to stop them from taking that same slur and turning that into meat? These are things that make me go bump in the night, because we are looking at the most vile, decrepit, devilish group of people, children of Belial, children it'll come to me, you know, the Moloch, children of Moloch, children of Baal. You know, this is what we're dealing with here, and they have absolutely no ethics, no scruples, no morals. They look at everybody on this planet as an enemy of them and their beliefs and their God. They look at every one of us as a reflection of God, and we are despised for that. And you know what's interesting? I was talking to somebody today. You know, we've had two things in the last year or so. We had Black Lives Matter and white privilege. Imagine that. Black Lives Matter, white privilege. White privilege, Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter, white privilege. It's always designed to create animosity and antagonism. They do this on purpose. I don't know anybody that I've ever met, anyway, in my frame of exposure to people, that had any real privilege. They had a privilege of getting started, but after that, it was all work. You know, they had nice things, and they lived in nice neighborhoods, and they had nice cars because they worked their asses off for it. Now, I can't say that people that were ethnic or of different color may have had the same opportunities or privileges, but a lot of them as well decided to go entrepreneurial and did quite well for themselves. So they still had that opportunity and privilege. But they worked their asses off for it too. I remember when I was watching the Black Lives Matter, there was someplace, I forget what state, but the people went crazy and burnt down the environment that they lived in, you know, the little slum area. And these people that were there had established these businesses for like 25 years, serving that community specifically, because a lot of people couldn't get out of the community. And they destroyed that whole network that had been built for like 25 to 30 years. This is what they do. And you know what gets me is, after, okay, we went through it back in the 60s. Back in the 60s, I always mention in the 60s, I was growing up in Detroit. I was about 11 years old. I think I was 11 years old. Let's see, 67. Yeah, no. Yeah, I guess it was. Yeah, I was 11 years old. And a tank is coming down my neighborhood. You know, our National Guard out there with their guns. I'm 11 years old. My brother was, what, 6 at the time. We're sitting behind the door, and we're seeing this tank coming down the neighborhood. Like, oh, look at this. We're being invaded by America. You know? And we went through all that hostility and whatever. And a lot of us grew up understanding that we needed to get together, and we went out of our way to avoid any kind of racism. Now, friends that, you know, that knew each other would tease each other, right? One would call somebody a honky, the other one would call the other guy an N-word, but it meant nothing. It was out of play and out of friendship, and everybody got along. But today, they're bringing this shit up again. They're resurrecting this hatred. Even in Canada, I mean, I can't believe the Prime Minister would go out of his way to create a diversity in this country of hate. It astounds me, you know, that they would push that button again. But again, it's about division, because they know that, okay, people from my generation remember what happened, but there's a whole generation of people that don't even know what a riot is. And in some spot in Canada, I will say this about Canada, Canada has been spoiled. This is true. Canada's been shielded from a lot of the problems that America's had to deal with, but they too had their own problems with racism. If you go into the more major metropolitan areas, they're no different than some of the American cities in the United States. The only difference is you just don't hear about it. That's the only real difference. Crimes are a little different too. You know, it ain't so much about murder, maybe now, maybe, but it was more about rape and robberies and whatever. But crime still went on. Now, the biggest criminals we have are the politicians. That's always been the case. The number one competition for all the mobsters and gangsters in North America and the rest of the world is the government. The government is the ultimate mafia. The government is the ultimate mafia. You better think about that. They control whatever they want. They will send military forces in the name of democracy or some higher calling. We're going to save these people from communism. We're going to save these people. What they really mean, that's an Orwellian dialect. We're going to save these people and give them, you know. What it means is we're going to go in there. We're going to enslave these people. Bring them back home with us, and then we're going to put them to work in the fields. That's what it means. Now, our Prime Minister is now allowing 10,000 Afghanistans to come to Canada. Or they're going to be allowing Ukrainians to come to Canada. How is it? Who's going to pay for this in Canada? Oh, Canada. People have lost their jobs, lost their businesses, lost everything over a fraudulent outbreak that never occurred. They've never, ever identified the biomarker of this, ever. Nobody could identify it. And here we are in the situation we're all in today, and a lot have lost everything. They've lost everything. No job, no business, no house, you know. And they may not be able to, again, collect anything because of white privilege, because they're European, because they're European descent. And they've worked hard all their lives, you know, tried to be model citizens in this country. And yet, here we are today. So, where is this money coming from? And on top of that, the Prime Minister just gave himself a raise. I don't know what for. He ain't done nothing except attack his own people, except creating a treasonous act against Canadians. Imagine that. And he gave himself a raise for that. Hell, what would he have done if he killed somebody? Oh, shit, he'd have bought a bank. This is what we're dealing with today. This is what you need to understand, you know, when you see these guys in their glamour. The reason why they're in their glamour is because that's blood money. Our blood. Okay? Now they want to talk about digitizing currency. How many of you that listen to this show want to lose control over your livelihood, over your wealth, over your prosperity? I thought, to be honest with you, most of us knew how to handle our money. Some people don't, obviously, but most people that are working or self-employed put the money aside for a rainy day, because you know when things can go wrong, you're going to need money. You may not always be able to borrow that from the bank. So now we are in this situation where most people are broke, and yet the government's giving themselves raises. The government's inviting people from other parts of the world to come into Canada without any due process. So we don't know who's carrying what's carrying who. And we have no idea how many of them are coming in here. Could be basically terrorists as well. So we don't live in that world anymore that everybody thinks. Leave it, the beaver has died. Father Knows Best has died. You know, My Three Sons has died. These are all old shows depicting family values and family this and family that. And again, it was another one of those MKUltra programs to control and program using family as a theme. And back then we watched Leave the Beaver. This was the perfect family. The guy'd go home and go to work. He wore a suit and tie. His wife would be dressed up to the nines. She'd be in the house. She'd be cleaning the house in like a fresh dress. Not one hair in her head would be moved. She'd cook dinner and took care of the house, took care of the two boys. And this was the illusion. This was the illusion. But that was presenting a scenario, even though it was an illusion or a fantasy. It was creating a scenario that life was simpler back 70 years ago. Today, it's a tooth-pulling contest. You know, and like I said, a lot of it could be from the very fact that the wrong genes were utilized in order to create the child you have today, especially if you were, again, running around being a little bit on the promiscuous side. You know, you don't know what genetic took over. So, and the doctors will tell you that can't happen, blah, 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 and this and that, and so forth and so on, yet it does happen. See, the one thing I've also realized in the last few days is, you know, the doctors don't know shit, none of them. And I'm reading all this research on genetics and what they're doing with genetics and how they can program genetics, how they can read genetics, how they can determine what genetics are going to do. That's in tonight's show as well. And it amazes me that they are playing with not fire. They're playing with a nuclear bomb. And if they tap it the wrong way, it will go off, taking everything with it. This is what I find utterly amazing today, that the medical and a lot of scientific community are beyond belief stupid. They have no idea of synthetic biology. They have no idea of nanobiotech. They have no idea about AI frequency control particles. The ones that are looking at don't even know what they're looking at. And it astounds me that this is the medical field today. The incompetence of the medical field today is mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. You couldn't write a script like this. You just couldn't. You know. Like I said, it's astounding. It is really astounding. You know, the Schwab was having a little talk, and in the talk there was an article there about 5 and 6G will be powering the WEF and controlling people. They are also acknowledging 6G as well. It only took 2 years for them to get caught up as well. 6G is the enemy. 6G is the one you got to fight the hardest to defend against, because it is a dual frequency, infrared and ultraviolet, and it will go through just about anything, including those paints you paint on the wall. That ain't going to stop it. You know, you're going to have to really, really, really be on your game with 6G. But I digress. Let me read. This is during the Schwab thingamajigger there. You know, I'm getting up there talking about the global governance and second stage and whatever. The guy's another lunkhead. But anyway, let me read this. During Schwab's short talk, he also mentioned his pet project, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, which essentially is the digital... Panopticon is a situation where you're in, where you're constantly being monitored. You can't fart out of the left side of your backside without some camera catching a picture of it. There is no privacy in that realm. So where digital surveillance is omnipresent, and humanity uses digital technology. Digital technology to alter our lives. Often associated with terms like the Internet of Things, the Internet of Bodies. Maybe we're going to have some synthetic meat. Internet of Bodies. The Internet of Humans. Ooh, more synthetic meat. Yum, yum. Woohoo. And the Internet of Senses. The world will be powered by 5G and 6G technology. Imagine that. 5 and 6G technology. That's where we're at right now. 7G is up right around the corner. And I've often said, you know, some of these shows that, you know, they are building 20G antenna. Things are going in place as we speak. Things are going in place as we refresh, recharge, whatever. Things are happening, irregardless of what you see or what you don't see. And it's what you don't see you need to be prepared for. Because if what you see, you do and you put away. But you got to look around. Look around where you live. I don't care what country you're in. I don't care where you live. I don't care if you live in a ghetto. I don't care if you live in a slum. I don't care if you live in middle class, high middle class, rich beyond belief. I don't care where your status is. Look what's coming down. It's going to affect everybody, rich and poor. Just like the Bible said with the mark. Everyone's going to be marked, even the rich, the poor, the high, people in power, people without power. Okay. This is what, again, was foretold. Here we are. You know, here we are. They are going to get rid of all of you. Doesn't matter, again, where you're from. They don't care. So like I said, they're going to monitor you every which way, and that's where your cell phone comes in. It'll be your Borg buddy. We are Borg. We are here to assimilate you. And every time you put your hand on the phone, and you make a call, and you call up mom, dad, girlfriend, second girlfriend, third girlfriend, so you get what I'm saying? The phone now is jacked into your DNA. You and the phone have become one. That's what they want. That's what they want. You know. Look how strange this is. This is an article I just saw just before the show. And I decided to put it on because I thought it might be an interesting read for some of you. Let me see. Now in the UK, and now I'm hoping this was a joke, but it didn't sound like a joke. That's why I'm pointing it up there. So if it is a joke, let me know. You know, but as far as I know, it's real. In the UK, they're asking the men now, are you pregnant? And you know why they're asking the men, are you pregnant? Because the transgender people feel that they are uncomfortable being in a place where, you know, mothers, babies are all around kind of thing, you know. They want to feel a sense of equality. So the transgender have complained that the men are not being asked if they're pregnant. Now, you know, sometimes truth is stranger than fiction, and these guys are F-tards. Total F-tards. So now you have to go into certain places in the UK, and you got to be tested for your genetic material. You can't make this shit up. This is unbelievable. I'm like, right now, it's quiet in Canada. We got Kenny out in Alberta being a distraction. They say he's fighting for his job. He's a distraction. We need to see what they're coming up with in September, and we need to start already forecasting things, you know, from shows like mine and others, what's coming down the pipe, and get ready, get ahead of the curve. Don't just follow. Don't follow mainstream. Don't follow anything from mainstream. Mainstream will just take you to hell. You know, don't follow it. If you get into a situation, you're looking around you and there's an opening for you to, you know, do something to emancipate yourself, to free yourself, to liberate yourself, do so. Because right now the calm is coming before the storm in Canada. And our politicians have already stated in Ontario they're going to bring back the restrictions. Now I heard something about a sixth wave. Are you effing kidding me? I should put up that PDF that I was brought out there years ago, a couple years back, saying that this was going to go on till 2028. By 2028, probably 90% of the population on this planet will be dead. They'll be dead either from eating the shit that Bill Gates wants to profit on, more blood money. This is all humans. This is all sacrificing of mankind, all of it. They are going to get rid of every man, woman, and child and bring in a whole new whatever. This is what they want to do. And a more controllable species, probably. Clones or whatever. Here we are. Here we are. You know. And are you forecasting things that you might want to be doing? Places. What if Alberta decides to be the first province? It'll be between them and New Brunswick, I think, and Nova Scotia. Not Nova Scotia. Quebec. Maybe it's a three-way race right now. Who's going to get there first? Oh, those would be the three provinces I think would do something stupid. And whoever gets there first is going to perpetuate what already is going on. So what are you going to do? What are your plans? What are you going to do for food shortages? What are you going to do for water shortages? What are you going to do for power shortages? Are you going to be able to stay where you're at? Are you going to be able to move? Can you get somewhere else? Will you go somewhere else? See, this is all something you have to think about. They go into digitized currency. You no longer have anything. They took it. They're planning on doing a bail-in. Okay, a bail-in, meaning they're going to use your money to bail out a bank. Means you're going to have limited access to your own money. Okay, that's what it means. Is this how you want to live? Do you want to live where Big Brother's up your ass every time you turn around and fart? He lets you know which side to fart from. I mean, are you this adamant about being in this kind of life? Some are saying, well, what can we do about it? Well, we do what we always have done, protest. And the way to protest this time round is don't spend your money. Don't spend your money. Every time you spend money and they collect a tax on the money you spent, they now propagate that much more. You know, we have to realize that we are in a war. So what are you going to do? Where are you going to go? What are you going to buy? How are you going to eat? Are you armed? Can you get a weapon to go hunting? Whether it be a bow, a compound bow, crossbow, a shotgun, 30-30, 30 mag, you know, 9mm, whatever. Can you get a gun? Can you get something to go hunting with? Can you get, you know, are you familiar with how to defend yourself? See, there's a lot of things there because, I mean, again, the gun thing is about, like I said, hunting and self-preservation. When they get this going the way they want to get it going, they're all talking the talk right now. This is all foreplay. What we're seeing right now with Trudeau and Soros and Schwab and all the rest, this is all foreplayed. This is all just to get the motor running, get the engine going, get the blood moving. Boom, 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 boom. That kind of thing, you know. And then once they feel it's time to get going, doing what they got to do, they will. But right now, it's foreplay. It's all it is. And it's going to get brutal. It's going to get brutal. If, like I said, if Alberta just let out the minister there, Pavelski, they let him out. And, you know, I've got the recording, hadn't had a chance to listen to it. I'll probably put it on the next show. Somebody that doesn't have it already. You know. And the guy's restricted. Like I said, this is Canada, not China. And out west, it looks like the premiers you have there, and especially in Alberta, are trying to push Alberta toward China. I don't know why these premiers don't pack up their clothes, pack up their belongings, get their money, put it in a bank over there, and leave and move over. If China's so effing great, well, why don't you go? Don't stay around here and harass everybody and try, you know, piss people off. Get your shit and get out. That's how I look at it. I like Canada. You know, I've been here most of my life. You know, I have a great deal of remorse if I might be getting driven out of here. If things go south the way they're going, the first thing they're going to come after are guys like me. Guys like me that are showing you how to do and how to think. They don't want anybody to teach you how to think. They want you to be dumbass slaves. Be a slave. Stay a slave. Obey. Make babies. Obey. Don't trust. Trust your government. Obey. Silence. Obey. Remember that, you know, they lived all the special glasses. You see all those signs. Obey. Make babies. Obey. Make money. Don't never question government. Obey. 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 Sounds like a sing word. Obey. Holy shit. Be controlled, be controlled, be controlled. I obey. That is for some reason, you know, obey. Like keeping a horse at bay, you know, keeping the horses at bay. Like I said, a lot of things are going on today, and we really need to, you know, understand that They're going to try to divide everybody, and the racial thing is going to be the first one. And there's going to be some people, there's always dumbasses on both sides of the fence when it comes to that shit, because they don't know how to effing think. They don't know how to effing think. I always say, you know, that the whole perspective of divide and conquer, if you can get the people that are fighting to realize that the real enemy is the government. And if you get people to start to think in how the government has created these great divides and these divisions, how the government has created this poverty, how the government has created the housing market to be so hyper-accelerated, you know, when you understand that, and you got to go after them, you know, with challenges, they're going to just keep on taking you out. They're going to keep on taking you out, you know. I got lost there for a second there. Jeez. Holy cow, I lost the thoughts completely. Sorry about that. I got hit with something. It's been like this all day. You know, something, you know, in and out. Got to start thinking today, you know, how they're trying to weaponize us on each other. You know, like as those of us been around, those who've been through this whole shit, that we've been seasoned. You know, the white life doesn't matter. You know, and again, there's no white life as far as I can see. Maybe a bunny rabbit. Hey, they're going after bunny rabbits. Those bunny rabbits are white. Wow, you're privileged. You're a white privileged rabbit. You get to live in a hole and get chased by dogs and foxes all day long. You know, white lives, white privilege and black lives matter. Really? Like I said, these are, you know, words of fire to stimulate a fire. These are them creating sparks in the embers. Most of us who've been through that whole bullshit understands it and understands it was all bullshit from day one. You know. And I have a lot of friends who are of color. We get along great, you know. Tease each other all the time, you know. But one buddy out west is always calling me doing things with island to island people time. You know. But anyway, like I said, recognize the divisionary things they're going to cause. They're going to cause shit now with men and women like they've always done. Now they're going to make a big deal about transgender and this and that. And I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today, and I'm watching this sci-fi. And I noticed something about the sci-fi movies now. The future, okay, if we can call it the future, seems like the more advanced we become and the more out in space we go, and the further we go into the abyss and face all the demons of hell in the abyss, it appears to me that the shows are leaning very heavily into some form of alternative sexuality. What I mean by that is there's heterosexuality, which is man against woman, or woman against man. That's what it is, a battle. We're going to be on top. No, I'm going to be on top. And there's a fight. That kind of thing. And then there's the alternative sexuality, which is a mile long, which I'm not going to go into. And it seems like the further in the future we go, the gayer it gets. I'm like, who comes up with this shit? They always have these little scenarios. There's a trauma thing going on. There's a catastrophe happening. You know, the spaceship's now in trouble again, and they got to get out of it, and they're doing this. And then there's a pause and a moment where these two lovers, or where maybe a guy and a guy and a gal and a gal. Are you kidding me? They're in the middle of a frickin' war. You think they're going to have time for that crap? You know. But this is what they present. This is how they slide it in. So everybody thinks it's an acceptable behavior. That we become, they gradually program us to become more tolerant. I'm not saying we should hate anybody, but you know what? There are some things that are morally not good. And there are some things that have been hijacked through genetics and epigenetics. And I truly believe a lot of people that have had their endocrine system reshuffled through engineered nanobiochemistry, you know, or engineered with some sort of hormonal chemistry. And then most of these people that have these issues with the alternative sexuality, a lot of them get cancer. They get cancer in the damnedest places. I've helped people with the cancers. I'm like, holy crap, you know, you're only X amount of age because of the way they hardwire them. Like I said, nothing is working the way it is. It's like going into your computer and screwing around with the registry. You may get the thing to boot up, but it ain't going to work right after that. That's what happened with them. They went into their registry, exposed them to endocrine-disrupting chemicals, cancer-causing chemicals, genetically damaging-causing chemicals, chromosome-causing chemicals, and they may have targeted a certain district or areas more so than others. But nobody's healthy. I can tell you for a fact, it used to be 1 out of 10 people used to see coming to a health food store to get help. Now it's like 9 out of 10. And the rest are sending me emails or contacting me through Zoom or whatever. So when we're dealing with what we're dealing with today, this war is designed to weaken men and women's resolve. Okay, the species of mankind is being compromised on a daily basis. Remember that, okay? The compromising goes on daily, okay? So whatever's at the top, it trickles down to the bottom, you know? Don't allow yourself to get caught in this drama of Black Lives Matter and white privilege. Walk away from it. I don't care what your color is, walk away from it. That's nothing but a trap. That's nothing but a snare, and most of those people are highly trained, sophisticated weapons people, and you could wind up dead in those organizations. So stay away from that. Stay away from any kind of cult you can. Don't get involved. Just walk away. You know, you don't need to satisfy your curiosity because that could lead you into an indoctrination that you weren't planning for. Like I said, things ain't what they used to be. You know, so here we are. Let's see if I got everything here. Yeah, are you pregnant, Schwab? Hold on. They're finding out that LEDs now can knock out or inactivate a human coronaviruses and HIV-1. Whoa. So why didn't they use that? Why didn't they use something so non-invasive to wipe out a virus? Like I said, people are telling me all day, I got the shot because I didn't want to get the COVID. I just didn't want to get it. Oh, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. Oh, I got to get the shot. You know, it's amazing. Just amazing. Just amazing, you know. And now they can use an ultraviolet light to wipe it out. Doesn't that tell you they just pissed in your cornflakes? Doesn't that tell you that? They're telling you they could take care of this thing and they let it run amok, you know, and they did everything wrong. Gave an injection in the height of a pandemic rather than at the low end. Imagine that. Just think, your leaders, your political leaders are looking out for you. They're going to take good care of you. They're going to make sure you wind up in a nice pine box because they want to keep the good stuff for them. And it, because you're already dead and ain't going to matter, they'll throw you out of the pine box and put somebody else in. That's what you're dealing with today. That's the mentality you're dealing with, you know. Be prepared. Study. Study what you're going to need, where if you decide to locate. Study about where you're going into. Are you going into a place where civil unrest is starting to rise, or the government's going rangy with National Guard, you know, it might not be a good place to go. You might get, you might catch a bullet, which could hurt, you know, one time at least. So, you, like I said, look at everything. Look at everything. You know, how much food can you carry? Can you rent a van? You know, can you, will you, do you have a mobile home? You have an RV? Are you planning on moving further north? Are you planning on moving further south? You know, like I said, a lot of things to consider. You know, what are you going to do when you get down there? How are you going to take care of yourself? What if Canada decides to shut off your pensions or any retirement package that you have? They shut it down. What happens then? You know, what happens then? What happens if they keep buying, you know, junk from China and manufacture it here? What happens then? You know, what happens? Because like I said, all the stuff that we're supporting is coming to kill us. Your taxes that are being collected, the government of Canada is trying to kill you, and the provincial governments and the local governments, they're all trying to kill you. You know, if you got a half a million, you're out in the Mediterranean or you're out on a boat or whatever. But if you don't and you got to move, you got to leave, well, you know, like I said, you know, these are things to think about. Do you know anybody where you're going? Can you connect? Are they awake? Are they adamantly awake? You know, they may not know everything, but they're saying all the time, we're not getting a job. That's the end of the story. And they live by it. Now, that's the kind of people you want to be with in networking, in people that are legitimately trying to work things out. So like I said, you know, these are things I'm throwing out there tonight. You get you thinking, that equation, you know. Are you going to, and wherever you're going to go, are you going to bring tech? If you are going to bring tech, you will be located very quickly. Especially if you've been running. Remember, anything that isn't connected is going to be discovered in the future. You don't have digital currency, you've been living off the grid, you've been bartering, you're completely way, way out. You're squatting on land, or you're squatting in the ocean, wherever you're squatting, you know. And for years you're out in that environment, and you decide to come back into town. By that time everybody will be tagged and bagged. Might want to stay away. Like I said, I just wanted you to think tonight, more or less. You know, there's other stuff on there tonight, you know, the LED and the rest that I talked about earlier, and how they can, you know, encode DNA. So, you know, but seriously, start thinking about where we're at today as a country. You know, look at Alberta again. You know, that they're heading so fast into a region of communism, or actually something worse than communism, quite frankly, an oligarchy. So, you know, be on your game. You know, do your studying, do your due diligence. What's, like I said, I keep saying this, never, 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 never trust your government. Never, ever trust your government. Alrighty, I think I'm going to wind it down. I was running a little late today, so sorry about that. We're okay. I always say at the end of these things, if you're going to go out there, no tech, best off, the less tech you have, the better. If you want to bring a database that doesn't access any kind of network, that you can want to do research with, or you need files for special days or things that go wrong and you need to fix something, you have to go after your reference section. You know, that's different. No tech. The less tech, the better. Start thinking along those lines. You know, seriously, start thinking along those lines. As I say at the end of these shows, you know, read the Gospels, the good news. That's probably the only real thing that when you really look at all that's going on today and the messages that Jesus spoke about, it seems like that's the best option to me. Now, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just going to suggest that you go read it for yourself. Read it, read it, read it for yourself. You know. Read the book of Revelations. It's a tough book to read, but if you read it, you may see the game going on right now and during our reset, during our time of getting resetted. So check things out. Check out the Bible. Check out what Jesus had to say. I always say at the top, there are people up there who are doing stuff, helping people, finding solutions. Support them any way you can, in any form that you can do so. If you can't because of the shutdowns and because you lost your financial security, don't worry about it. See if you can share the show. Share it with everybody you know. Alrighty, I think that's it. I kind of faded in and out, so parts of this doesn't make sense because I kind of got hit with something. But I always say at the end of these shows, you know, we are still here by the grace of God. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.